Park, thank you, 8:42. From the extreme weather of winter storms to summer sun and a warning from scientists led by a man from Belfast ahead of next year's Soccer World Cup being hosted across the USA, Mexico and Canada. You remember the last time it was held in the US in 1994 and how players from here like Steve Staunton and John Aldridge almost melted trying to play in the Florida heat. Well, according to new research, almost 90% of stadiums set to host games next year could face potentially dangerous levels of heat. The research findings have been published in the International Journal of Biometeorology. The research team was led by Dr. Donal Mullen from the School of Natural and Built Environment at Queen's University Belfast. He worked with a team of researchers from a range of universities across the UK and Canada. And Dr. Mullen is with us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Tell us more about what you examined and what you found.
Yeah, so what we looked at here, we looked at the 16 host stadiums for the World Cup, which will be held next year. So there are 16 stadiums across USA, Canada and Mexico. And we looked basically at how hot they could get. So we used a measure called wet bulb globe temperatures, which kind of combines temperature and humidity into one index. And we looked at how bad the heat could get for players and match officials.
And what did you find?
Well, what we find really is that almost 90% of the stadiums, so 14 out of 16 of them, could actually face potentially dangerous levels of heat that could, you know, could be problematic for players and match officials and indeed spectators as well. I mean, you referenced there the 94 World Cup. I think for anyone kind of in their late 30s onwards, that'll resonate well with them. It's the first one I remember well. I was unfortunately a bit too young for Paddy Bonner's heroics 4 years earlier, but the one in 94 you mentioned there, players like Steve Staunton, John Sheridan, Tommy Coyne, people like that absolutely melting in the heat against Mexico in particular and in Orlando. And, you know, that was 31 years ago now. So we've now ratcheted up global temperatures and we're just going to see more of these extreme heat events and we can expect this to be a bigger deal next year, certainly.
Yes, it will be the first World Cup to be held in punishing heat. USA 94, Brazil in 2014, Japan and South Korea in 2002. What do you hope will happen as a result of your research?
I suppose what I would hope would happen is that FIFA would take note of one of the major findings, which is that obviously the afternoons are the hottest, clearly. That, you know, is kind of common sense anyway, but you know, you want to try and schedule the kickoff times outside of those peak afternoon hours. And the thing is, FIFA haven't actually set the kickoff times yet, so that's still to be determined. So
it's often done with TV in mind, though.
Well, exactly. That's the thing, isn't it? And, you know, FIFA are kind of known, I suppose, for, I don't want to say anything too damaging, but, you know, they're sort of known for following the money, you could say. And TV broadcasting contracts are something that will probably be the biggest factor in shaping when the kickoff times will be. But, you know, football is nothing without the players and the match officials that run the game. So you have to think about their safety and well-being. And if you're having a kickoff time at 3 o'clock, let's say, in some of these stadiums like Miami and Monterey, that's kind of a recipe for disaster.
Well, if it is a problem, let's hope it's one that Irish players will face. Dr. Donal Mullen from the School of Natural and Built Environment at Queen's University in Belfast, thank you for speaking to us. We're going to hear from Gaza next.